When you've fallen awake and you take stock of the new day, and you hear your voice croak as you choke on what you need to say. Well, don't you fret, don't you fear, I will give you good cheer. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. If you wait, then you play it, I will feel. As the verses unfold and your soul suffers the long day, and the 12 o'clock gloom spins the room, you struggle on your way. Well, don't you sigh, don't you cry, lick the dust from your eye. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn, as the Baker Street train spills your pain all over your new dress, and the symphony sounds underground, but you wanted you a rest. Well, don't you squeal as the heel grinds you under the wheels. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. But the tune ends too soon for the song.
Yeah. The house band here at the Sunday Night Club on WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, The Kinks, Young and Innocent Days from their Arthur LP. We also heard Life is a Long Song from Jethro Tull from their excellent double LP, Living in the Past, which is a great jumping off point if you are considering a late in life conversion to being a Jethro Tull fan and don't know where to start. Start with Living in the Past. If you have any more questions, though, please reach out to me, DAG, at huntleyradio.org. Any Jethro Tull questions you might have, I'm a licensed expert. Or if I'm playing too many kink songs, please reach out and give me a smack in the forehead. Side B of tonight's show started off with a lovely piece from jazz harmonicist Toots Thielemans and Danish jazz violinist Sven Asmussen from a record they did in 1973 called Yesterday and Today. The song was Who Can Sail Without Wind? An interesting question to ponder. Perhaps the answer is kind of easy, though. No one, I think. More music. In fact, the home stretch of the Sunday Night Club right after this message.
Do you own a horse? Well, do you? If you answered yes to one or more of those questions, then I have a third question for you. What are you feeding it? Just, you know, regular horse food? If that's the case, I got news for you. Your horse is bored. Hi, I'm CJ Peckersley, and that's why I started Main Course, the first gourmet food delivery service for horses. That's M-A-N-E, like Maine, a horse's haircut that's also called the Maine. Course is spelled regular. Listen to what these certified horse owners have to say about Main Course.
Princess gets moody if I don't serve the Clams Casino at least twice a week.
You and me both, Princess. Hey, what about this lady?
I have to say, Scout became very possessive of the tiramisu. She actually bit my niece Dana when she came too close.
Gotta watch those little fingers. Hey, what about this guy?
Bingo couldn't stop eating the chicken fried steak. Even managed to keep most of it down.
Attaboy or girl, Bingo. Now that's just the beginning. How about a fun taco night for your horse? Or what about a zesty Korean-style barbecue you grill right there in the stall? What about a build-your-own ice cream sundae bar and dessert station complete with a luxurious chocolate fountain? Now what about a 70-pound bucket of those items and dozens of others from our world-class menu delivered to your barn or stable every day? Does your horse keep kosher? No problem. We also got vegan and gluten-free options if that's your thing. Your horse is a noble animal, so stop feeding it the remnants of a dried-up field in a rusty bucket. Apologize for the years of horrible food you've given your prized horse and sign up for Main Course today. Now grab a pen and take down this information. Go on, I'll wait. Get the pen. Visit MainCourseGourmetHorseBuckets.com and get in the saddle or any other horse expression you can think of with Main Course, the finest food your horse will ever eat. Sorry, no ponies.
Here comes the Sunday Night Club spinning out of the turn, heading into the home stretch. Don't forget the show is rebroadcast on WHRU-LP at noon on Wednesday. So that's kind of nice to be on twice a week. These songs aren't just for the nighttime. I mean, I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I think we all do. But I also thank the Lord for the lunchtime, too. We're heading into the home stretch. As promised, here are the Birds.
say goodbye. Just trying to
It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you
us.
The Four Freshmen appearing for the second time in as many weeks here on the Sunday Night Club, closing things off with Their Hearts Were Full of Spring. We heard The Book of Love from the Magnetic Fields from their 69 love songs, triple LP containing 69 love songs. We heard Nick Hayward asking the question, how do you live without sunshine? The answer is it's extremely difficult. The Byrds started things off with Lady Friend. That's it for this week's show. There's no time left to say anything else, but thank you.